Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to another day of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm his associate and your host today here on the broadcast time. Brother Johnny Owens, glad to be along with you. Glad to have you along with us today on this broadcast Friday. Looking forward to what God has in store for us today. We'll hear some good singing, good music, and of course, we'll have our truth for today and our prayer time, and then we'll try to finish up the message that we started on Monday on taking the high road and looking at this road that's high. Amen. And the Lord God of heaven walks that road with us each day. And we'll look at another thought of that here in the preaching time. But right now, let's get right to it. Here's Miss Tammy Griffin, Brother Judd Douglas, and his wife, Debbie. Singing as a trio, singing a good old song out of the old Red Book, I believe. Oh, what a happy day. Amen.
Oh, what a happy time that should be when my Jesus is coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when I take my Savior's hand in that blessed promised land,
I'll shout and sing through the endless days. Oh, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day,
what a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those gone on before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that sure to be. Oh, what a happy day. And when I walk into heaven fair, bless the Savior there. He'll place a crown upon my head, give me a robe of white to wear. I'll walk on streets of purest gold. I'll live forever and not grow old.
I'll shout and sing through the endless days. Oh, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day
when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those gone on before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb together there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those gone on before, James and John and a million more. What a happy time that's sure to be.
Oh, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day when we enter into that city of God. Amen. Good singing there by the trio. I know that was a blessing to your soul. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Looking forward to the Lord's Day. Just a day or so away. Amen. Sunday school. We start at 10 o'clock for Sunday school time and 11 for worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and the Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7. Now, this Wednesday night coming, we'll be out under the tent with the rest of the folk gathering there for the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee. Amen. It starts on Monday night. Amen. Brother Sidney Weaver will be doing the preaching Sunday night, Monday night. Amen. And good singing each night and a different preacher each night. And I can't think of the one that's preaching on Tuesday, but I think Dustin Epps is preaching on Wednesday. And I know Brother Vance is preaching on Thursday as well with one more. And then Brother Cody Zorn and Mark Stroud will be preaching together on Friday night. So a lot of preaching, a lot of good singing. And come on by and pay us a visit during the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee. Brother Rocky Shelton, the executive director of the mission, invites you cordially to come and participate, be a part of this annual Jubilee, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock each evening, and there'll be morning services on Thursday morning and Friday morning at 9:30 in the auditorium here at the church. Amen. So, hey, we're right on the corner. The church is, and the tent is. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South, Shelby, about 5 miles, and then the intersection of Highway 180, only 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Come on by. Pay us a visit. Amen. Here's a good song from, this is Abby Carter and the rest of the young adults singing, Thank God for All He's Done. Amen.
Every morning when I wake up to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. If I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done.
Amen. Well, give Him some praise today for all He's done. Amen. Well, that's Miss Abby and the rest of our young adults. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, we'll take it from the book of Nahum. Amen. The little book of Nahum. And it says in chapter 3 and verse 12, all thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. You know, in our rebellion, in rebellion towards God, it is well to remember what would happen if God would withdraw His restraining hand of mercy and left us to our enemies. Oh, what a great thought that God, you know, it's not so much what God's done for me today that we should praise Him for, but it's what God has not allowed to happen to me today. What a great truth. Amen. 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 Well, I invite you now to join me in a time of prayer. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee humbly, with contrite spirit and an humble heart. I pray, God, that you would forgive us for our sins and our failures, our willful disobedience. God, those things that we may have done that's not right, or those things that we should have done that we did not do, I pray, God, you'd forgive me. Now, Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the answers to many of our prayers already today. And I know that you're a good God, and you're worthy to be praised, and you're worthy to receive honor from your children today. And we want to give you some of that praise today in prayer time. Yes, we come with petitions, but Lord, I pray that we'll always come into thy presence with some praise. Now, Lord, speaking of those petitions, God, I know there's folks that are listening today that maybe are not well in body. Maybe there's some that is struggling spiritually. Maybe their faith has gotten a little weak, and maybe they're not demonstrating that faith like they should. Lord, I pray for them today. God, for that one that may be struggling in their mind, maybe anxiety, maybe depression, God, something that has got them weighted down, I pray they'll cast it upon thee today. And I pray, God, that you'll do that what no other power can do. Now, Lord, for that one that's not saved today, we pray, God, for them right now, that you touch that heart, speak to that heart again, convict them again of their sin, and draw them unto Jesus, I pray. I thank you, God, for what you've done for us already. And God, for your many, many blessings, we give you praise for it. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. 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 Well, we're certainly glad to have you along with us. Glad to have you along with us in prayer time. Amen. And I believe that God certainly hears our prayers. And I just believe that God's going to answer them very speedily. And I pray that we'll be patient as we wait on him and wait in his presence. Amen. Well, Mama C is going to sing one for us here. And Miss Carolyn Parker Owens is going to be featured here with a good song. I pray that it'll be a blessing to your heart. Amen. If I can get it. Well, something's not going on here. Amen. For some reason, it will not let me go to the track. Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's try this one here, and we'll see if we can get Miss Carolyn on here in just a moment or two. This is our adult choir singing for you, song you've heard many times before. Amen, but it is a blessing. It's the truth. It says, hey, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Amen.
Bye.
thankful I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Amen. Well, we're thankful for that, and I pray that God will continually remind us, hey, of the fact that we're only just sinners. You know, where would you be? Think about it for a moment. Where would we be today if the Lord had not loved us? Amen. Oh, boy, I tell you, but I'm glad that because he did, hey, we're going to enjoy heaven one of these days. And I want you to listen to Mama C sing one for us, talking about that some golden neighbor. Jesus will come, amen.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden day break for me, for you. Oh, what a meeting there in the sky. No tears or crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Oh, what a daybreak that morn will be. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me, for you.
Oh, yes, what a great day that's going to be when all God's children get home. Amen. Well, amen. Well, that was worth the wait, wasn't it? Amen. I don't know what happened to the system here, but I'm glad it worked out. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, let's read the verse that we've been reading all week out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 4, and verse number 19, where this is where Jesus speaks to his disciples, Peter and Andrew, when he first bids him to follow him. He says in verse 19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And if you're following the Lord, this may sound like a duh statement. If you're following the Lord, then you're going where he's going. You're going the direction that he is going. And you're taking the road that he is going on. And we've been preaching on that road, the road, the upper road, where Jesus says, come, follow me. And we've noticed already this week, we noticed that the upper road is a road of satisfaction. Amen. You'll have joy on that road. It is a road of wisdom. And I believe that is so as well. The upper road is a clean road, because the Lord God of heaven walks that road with us. And then on yesterday, we looked at a couple that said the upper road is a road of usefulness, of usefulness. So living out your purpose in this life. Hey, letting your life be the instrument, a vessel unto the usefulness unto God. Then we notice the road, the upper road is a road of power. A road of power. Amen. Then let's conclude this week. Let's conclude today by looking at the thought that the upper road is a road of eternal life. You know, if you are, hey, if you are not ready for eternity, I bid you come to the Lord today. Or if you're not ready for eternity, then you're not ready for anything. Oh, listen, there's so many things that people put premiums on in this world in which we live. And I'm for education. I'm for a good career. Hey, I'm not against even hobbies. I'm not against that at all. I have a couple things that I enjoy doing outside of the church house. I enjoy, you know, I like junk, amen. I like old stuff, and I find myself every now and then going to a yard sale or two. I'm not against that at all. But I'm telling you what, but we are not to put that, the main thing is not those things. The main thing is the being on the road of eternal life. And I'm glad to know that Jesus said, this is not Johnny saying, Jesus said, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall it profit a man? I mean, Paul could speak different languages. What profit a man if he speaks many languages, but not the language of the kingdom of heaven? What good is it that you can do all kind of mighty things in this world and you're not able to live by faith unto God? What does it profit thee if you are a good church member, or you make me a good son or daughter, a good mom or dad, a good husband, a good wife, and you're not a child of God unto salvation? Oh, friend, listen to me, friend. This, we're talking about a road of eternal life. Hey, the road, the Proverbs, I believe it is, or the Psalms, talks about those two roads, that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Hey, everybody's on the road today. You're on the road. Hey, you're either on the upper road that leads to life eternal, or you're on the lower road that leads to death and destruction and eventually hell fire. But you know what? I'm thankful today that God is still calling sinners unto himself. I'm glad that this road is not an exclusive road for just a certain group of people or just for a selected few. Oh, no, I'm glad, thank God, the Lamb of God says, come. Oh, listen, hey, oh, if you know Jesus as the Lamb of God, if you received that, hey, what can we do that is any greater than that? What accomplishment could there be greater than the accomplishment of receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior? I read this story about two little kids, a girl and a younger brother. They were walking through a railroad tunnel. When, to their horror, they heard a train thundering down the track. They knew that they would not be able to get out of the tunnel before the train arrived. So they threw themselves against the sides of the tunnel and held on to the rocks for dear life. As the train came through the tunnel, almost touching their little bodies, the girl kept saying to the little boy, cling to the rock, brother. Cling to the rock, brother. Oh, friend, today, may I say to you today, cling to the rock, dear sister. Hey, cling to the rock, dear brother. Cling to the rock, dear child of God. The Bible teaches me that I have a rock that is higher than I. And boy, that is an eternal foundation. That is an eternal destination. Oh, he's never lost a one. He never lost a one. I believe that when Jesus Christ, God's Son, when God himself leaned over on that lifeless body of Adam there in the garden, the Bible says that he breathed into him into his nostril the breath of life. Personally, I believe that's where man gets that never dying soul. Boy, I tell you what, that soul, that, listen to me, that being, well, you're going to live forever somewhere. You're going to live forever somewhere. And I pray it's in heaven. Oh, this upper road is a road of eternal life. Oh, friend, today everybody's trying to find a way to live longer. Hey, I want to live. I'm shooting for 100, amen. I don't know if I ever see that. I'm shooting for 100. Everybody's trying to find a way to live longer and trying to find that immortality. But you know what? We have it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We have it in him. We're going to live. He's the one that was dead, but yet liveth. Died one time for all, never to die again. We'll live as long as God lives, because that upper road is a road of eternal life. Until Monday, God bless you is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.